Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Copy at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Copy at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here. Coffee at KYUK. I would say, as usual, coffee and oatmeal on my sideboard, but this morning I ran out the door a little too quick. Staying up a bit later with the sunlight. I took the dogs for a walk. I hope you're enjoying the sunlight and staying socially distant. Socially distant, but definitely available on the telephone with me is Christy Schallenberger. Good morning. Thank you for being available for coffee at KYUK this morning, Christy.
Thank you, Grady. Sorry you didn't get your oatmeal.
Oh, I will soon, though. I will soon. And with her is Mike Williams. So, Christy, your show. Take it away.
So, erosion is a huge concern for communities up and down the Kuskokwim River. Last year, Assiniboine lost a mile of riverbank to erosion, so the community applied and received funding to move six houses closest to the river. With us today is Mike Williams, Sr., Chief of Assiniboine Native Communities. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
So, Mike, can you tell us where you guys are in the process of moving houses?
Yes, we have been working since last year, since, you know, over the years that we have seen the erosion, and we planned and got grant funding, and we worked hard to secure those, and we're set up the crew here, and now they're currently working to move one house at a time, and it's good to see a house being saved from the erosion.
So how many houses have you moved so far?
Right now they're working on one house, the most vulnerable, from north end of the village, which eroded more over these years, and we had to move one house, several houses before, but we're taking care of the most vulnerable houses right now, and we have cooperatively worked with the City of Akiak, with the Oklahoma Corporation, who we all work together to make sure it happened.
So, Mike, can you tell us what goes into moving a house in Akiak? Like, what do you have to think about? What about water and sewer? Walk us through that process.
Yeah, we did a lot of planning, and thanks to our tribal administrators, Sheila Carl and Joel Niemeyer, who was our consultant, who is our shareholder as well up here, and he has roots up here. He's my cousin, and he is an engineer that we work with to secure, because of the emergency situation, for losing houses, but we have identified hazard mitigation here with refiguring, restructuring the sewer systems and electrical systems, you know, we have a crew up here that have installed both the electrical systems and our sewer systems before. We have 77 homes that are connected to sewer system, and only six are newer houses are not hooked, and we're planning to hopefully get them taken care of this summer.
Mm-hmm. Mike, can you tell us more about where you guys got the funding to move these houses and what it pays for?
Well, We got some grant funding from National Congress of American Indians to get our equipment and some of our, you know, to place the houses on skids so we can drag those houses to the location that they are going to be going to. And we have to cut the trees. We have to, you know, the crew is working, you know, starting early in the morning until late at night to accomplish that. But I think all of those structures are sturdy enough, hopefully, to withhandle the dragging them to a location. We've done with a few houses last couple of years, and we were very successful in moving those houses. But I think you know, we have adequate. I'm glad we have heavy equipment to do it with, and you know, the funding has come from the you know, right now I don't have the list, but we have secured the funding sources to move these houses, and hopefully that we don't have to, and we'll continue to mitigate, try to mitigate the erosion, and work on the adaptation plan that we may have. We have to do that, and but yeah, we're just happy that we are doing it, and hopefully that that it won't flood too bad in coming days. And the river looks solid, and the water keeps coming up. But hopefully that we're going to work until such time that you know, flood comes, and then it recedes, and we'll continue to keep that project moving forward.
Well, and I'm kind of curious, how is Akiak preparing for a flood this year? We've been told that there's going to be above
well, average. We had a few meetings. We met with the principal up here of the schools and the teachers, and we began talking about that about a month ago. And we have done planning in the past, and we had two socially distant meetings with the agencies here, and we have identified incident commander, and that we have placed Moses Owen to head that that effort to prepare for the flood, who is going to be taking care of the elders and those who has have health issues, that we are going to take care of them first, and we're also identifying those individuals that do not want to be moved when the flood comes up, that they decide to stay at home, but we'll be prepared to with our boats to keep in contact. So we're also putting our belongings, four-wheelers, snow machines, and others into higher ground, like we've done before. Trucks and other equipment that need to be above the floodplain. So the community is coming together, and we had three meetings so far, And yesterday was another one, and we're going to have an update on Thursday. All of the individuals and agencies here in ACAC are prepared and, you know, getting ready with to be in touch with ABCP, with the Alaska Army National Guard and the emergency services. And we have all that laid down. So I'm really happy that Moses Owen was able to continue that effort. And we're pretty happy with our planning so far.
What does the river look like in ACAC?
Well, in looking at it this morning, I went down before I gave the call. It still looks solid. I think the average of the ice from our ice fissures is between 4 and 5 feet thick, but they report that it's not solid ice, like, you know, it didn't rain and created that foot or 2 foot of solid ice on top of the on top of the ice that that was formed last fall. But all that snow, all that rain, I think from the reports from the fishers and those folks, is that that water melt through, went through the ice and created the needle ice. And hopefully that those majority of the ice is not solid, but we could easily break up, but that's our hope.
And you've seen ice jams before in the past, right?
Well,
are you worried that this will happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, growing up here, I think in 1964, we had a real bad flood because of the thickness of ice and solid ice. 7-8 feet of ice, and the houses in Old ACAC, which is almost in the middle of the river, you know, we were, you know, the houses, rooftops were just, you know, our house was almost all gone from that all that water, but that's the worst I've seen in 60 years that I've been around here. But we've always flooded every year. You know, the Y about 5-6 miles down river from ACAC, at Kuskokwak and Akachuk Y, it always jams there, and then we experience the flood. But that's at one point they used explosives on that portion of the river, and we could hear the explosions when the when they used explosives to take care of that jam right below ACAC. But in recent times, we haven't seen the flood because of lack of thickness of ice and lack of snow. But I think we have plenty of those this year.
Well, we're coming close to the end of our time here, so I just have one more question. Are you trying to move these houses before the river completely thaws and flooding occurs?
Yes, it's it'll take time, and all of that snow melt, and we waited until we could the ground dries up a little. And but with all that snow melt, the ground was you know, really muddy. But, you know, I think right now we have the ground has dried enough that we are going to move as many houses as we can. It's going to take some time, but I'm pretty sure that at least two houses will be moved before the flood, and that's the hope, the two most vulnerable houses. And but then we'll go by the river and by the flood and go by day, you know, day by day is the thing that we're going.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us all that information.
Yeah, thank you. And stay safe. Be prepared. And I think preparation is the key to success in preventing losses. And take good care of yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. I will. You do the same. This was this is Christy Schallenberger. I was talking to Mike Williams Sr., chief of Akiak Native Community. He talked about moving six houses. They're in the process of moving six houses. Last year they lost a mile of riverbank to erosion, and now they're trying to move some houses before the coast completely thaws out and there's more flooding. Back to you, Grady.
Have a nice morning, Christy. And that leaves me just one thing left to say to you listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.